Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
It's Buffalo Bills Football Friday.
We're just focused on becoming a better football team. We've got a lot of work to do. It starts with fundamentals and continues on down the line, as you heard me talk about earlier. So sometimes the results is a result of the process, really, and the work we put in and us growing as a football team. So that's got to be earned. We're a very good football team, reigning division champ for many years, and coached by one of the, if not the best coach, history of the NFL. So we certainly have a lot of respect for them, both internally and then what they do.
It's the most important game because it's the next one. That's the mindset we have every time we play. So we're not trying to make it a bigger deal or a smaller deal than what it needs to be. We got to win. You know, our goal is to win every game we play. You know, we're not going out there to lose. So we're focusing on this week and trying to have a really good week of practice and put in a really good game plan and go out there and try to execute it on Sunday.
I've heard a lot about it. Someone can compare it to when I was in Minnesota and playing Green Bay, I guess. You know, but on the other end, I remember when I first got there, I don't know what it was as far as like win to lose comparison, and I don't want to know what it is here. I'm more so focused on this week, and if it is really bad, I'm trying to make a turn for it and try to be 1-0. But I have heard a couple of things. I know the Patriots were a team to beat for a very long time in this division.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Listen, I'm gonna have to work these 1-day work weeks. I'm gonna have to have more money. I gotta talk to management about this. Hi, guys. How you doing? Did I miss anything? Is there a game Sunday? Where are they playing? Patriots week, I think.
Sounds about right.
If they don't beat New England this Sunday, they're never going to beat the Patriots. Are we doing Pick the Bills today?
I mean, you better.
I think I'm going to have to go with the Jeremy White approach that he got to at some point during the Brady era, where he said he would never pick the Bills to beat New England. If they don't beat him this Sunday, I don't think I'll ever pick the Bills to beat New England again. I don't know. If they don't beat him this Sunday, I have no idea when they'll ever beat him.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to plug my microphone in the whole time.
Never going to pick him to beat the Patriots again if they don't win Sunday.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm with you.
They have to win this game.
I know. Have to.
I mean, it's not must-win for standings, but every other reason that you could come up with, beat them. Just beat New England. Beat them.
No, it's not must-win for standings, but I'm getting more bullish on this point. I think it's the most important regular season game they've had in 20 years.
Yeah, I was trying to think about – I actually wrote down in my notes, like, if they win, biggest win since. And I know they broke the drought, and I know they beat Pittsburgh last year, and the Thanksgiving game in Dallas was a great win. But this is it. This is the stumbling block. That's the franchise. And I know it's – I mean, everything is lined up for you to beat New England. I mean – and I don't even want to have the discussion of, yeah, guys, but it's not Brady. Who cares? They're the New England Patriots, and they've been the kings of the division. If you can't beat them now, when are you ever going to beat them?
Yeah. I mean, you will someday, but like, yeah.
Right. I know there was hyperbole that they
No,
would.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
It's just lined up for so many different reasons. If you can't win Sunday against New England, and please don't anybody tell me about how the weather is. The weather's going to be bad for both teams. You got to beat these guys on Sunday for your mental state of mind, for your fans' mental state of mind. If we're really serious about where this season could go, beat New England in what is supposedly their worst year in 20 years.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity to prove some people wrong. You know, you want to talk about the weather. There are those of us who like to snark at the idea that the Bills should build for bad weather. Well, they want to.
Yeah.
Okay, there's bad weather. I turn it over to you, Bills. You've said it's important to build for games like this, and maybe you're right, and I'm wrong about worrying about the weather. So okay, go out and win it in the conditions that you get in early November.
Yeah.
It stinks. It's going to be a game like that because that helps the bad team.
I think that helps New England.
Yeah, it definitely helps them more.
The Bills have a much better passing attack than the Patriots have. No passing game.
No,
and with Edelman out, they have less than no passing game.
Yeah, it should be a party in a regular year, a party with tons of fans, and they should win by 30, and we should stay in the stadium for hours, and maybe goalposts come down. Hmm. I don't know.
It's been a while.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, you got to win it.
Yeah.
No excuse. Nope. You got to win it.
Nope.
You're healthy. They're not. You're good. They're not. You have to.
You know what? And even if you go, okay, even if you look at injuries, okay, the Bills are – where are the Bills the most banged up? I mean, if they have Milano back, it's the secondary. Maybe you're down Hyde. Maybe you don't have Norman. You already don't have Levi Wallace. Great. Well, you know what? Their passing game stinks, and they don't have – they're probably not going to have Edelman. Harry's in concussion protocol. He hasn't practiced. They almost literally get nothing from their tight ends. Their receivers are going to be what? Is it Demir Byrd, Gunnar Olszewski, and Jacoby Myers? I mean, come on. That's why I said it. And then if you go, well, guys, their running game is really good. Yes, it is. And the Bills' run defense has had some problems. Yes, it has. And Sony Michel, their best running back, is on IR. I mean, come on. And their quarterback, I mean, I watched clips of the Denver game, but then I recorded and went back and watched the San Francisco game. He looked terrible.
He's shot?
Well, I don't know about shot, but first off, they're not getting open, so he's holding the ball. And when guys were open, he flat out missed open people.
Yeah,
I mean, he threw some passes that people would bring up about Josh Allen, quite honestly. Like, whoa, mm-hmm. whoa, what? That was like a one hopper. This one's over the guy's head. I mean, he had some open targets, and he flat out missed them. They're bad offensively. They're not Jets bad, but they're darn close. You got to win this game Sunday. I mean, I don't even know what to tell you. I know what, it's a four-hour show, and I'm going to repeat myself. I'm going to just say that all morning long. Jeremy, I just – you can't lose this game Sunday. I mean, I can. I know that. But there's so many reasons why I can say they're the better football team. Now go out and beat the bad guy.
The only way that people are overlooking – and overlooking is not the right word here, but – people would say it's not that big a game, it's not the regular Patriots, is because those fans generally want to match up the Bills against. I'd rather see how they stack up against Pittsburgh and mm-hmm. Seattle and even Arizona for this point. And the answer I would have for that is you're wasting your time doing that if you can't beat New England.
Well, that's right. I get the whole the big test, Tennessee, they lost, and Kansas City, great. And I know Seattle's after. Beat New England. I mean, let's not – if you don't beat New England on Sunday – I don't want to talk about the rest of the schedule because this is an extremely winnable game for even if you want to do just matchups. I mean, your worst, a scenario I envision where New England wins the game. Okay, Belichick comes up with some defensive game plan that absolutely befuddles Josh Allen. He looks like he did in, last year's home game against New England. Cam has a bounce back day, even though he's got nobody he's throwing the ball to, and they run for their season average, which is 150 yards a game. Okay, there's your scenario where the Bills lose. I just don't see that happening on Sunday.
Yep.
They should be able to, as much as people were concerned about the Bills' defense, I mean, New England has, they haven't hit, what have they got in the last three games? Like 28 points? I mean, their offense is putrid right now. Granted, I know the Kansas City game, Brian Hoyer and Jared Stidham. They run the ball really well. They have no passing game. Okay, load the box. Do the opposite of what you did against Kansas City, right? We're not going to let you pass. So we're gonna keep guys out of the box. Go ahead, run the ball. All right, put eight guys in the box if you want to. Who's beating you in their passing game?
Right. I mean, this will be a get-right game maybe for your defense, but it's also answering the bell for the offense. The Patriots don't have a good defense either.
No.
They can't stop the run nor the pass.
Yeah.
They are second worst in the league in yards per attempt for quarterbacks
against.
Last year, they were number two. This year, they're 31st. You have it's an open highway against them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're talking about a fire sale. That's right. The most fun part.
Right. Gilmore's supposed to be traded by Tuesday.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of a vibe of when the Sabres beat the Flyers by 9 goals and then fired everybody. If the Bills win this game, the Patriots are going to trade 6 players.
Yeah.
You know, so get it done. And if you're one of those 6 players, you might wonder how invested they are even in this game if they know. Mm-hmm. Gilmore being one of them. He put his house up on the market. He's, I want to say, probably going to be traded somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, you've got like this team in disarray, which maybe you remember the Eagles last year. I'm not sure if that was the same kind of disarray.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just got to win it. You got to win it. You'd better win it.
Just for, you know, I haven't spent a lot of time this week thinking about what happens if they lose. I mean, I'm pretty confident they're going to win, which is, I know, it's kind of a scary place to be because Belichick is their coach. I get that. And Bills fans have been disappointed many times. I understand that. And Cam Newton is not Brian Hoyer. I get all that stuff. I just don't have that scenario where they lose this football game. And if they lose this game, honestly, I don't know. Are they beating Seattle? Are they beating Arizona? Those two teams are in the best division in football. Do they lose in Foxborough again this year? Are we now talking about can you make it as a wild card? Are they still going to win the division? Like I said, I don't want to get too carried away because they could lose this game, be what, 5-3 and still win the division. But it's just if you don't beat this New England team when they're bad and they're down and the problems they're having and their lack of offense and what, you know, their defense is a shell of what it was last year, all these factors coming into play. And I can't believe that weather would basically negate all of the edges you have in this matchup. And if you can't beat this team this Sunday at 5-2, I don't know what to tell you about the rest of the season. I'm not sure it'll blow up in flames, but my goodness, where are we going with this season if you can't beat New England? When are you ever going to beat New England? They're done. They're toast. Stick a fork in them and go to work Sunday and do what you need to do. You're the better football team, right? We talk about the good, you know, beat the teams you should beat on your schedule. Guess what? They should beat New England. Couldn't say it about Tennessee. Couldn't say it about Kansas City. Maybe you wouldn't say it about Seattle. But they should beat New England on Sunday. So go out and do what you need to do. And it is a big game. And I know it's the next game on the schedule. I've listened to all the stuff from the Bills this week. I get it. No, it's a significant game. It is a very important game. The GM of this team came out before the season began and said, we got to knock off New England. We want to win the division. If you want to win the division, guess what? Knock off the guys who've owned the darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
No excuses. Don't tell me about the weather. Don't tell me about injuries. There's no COVID stories to use. There's nothing. Just go out and play the game Sunday and beat a team that you are. You have a better roster. You have a better quarterback right now. Beat that team. You have a better defense than them right now.
You're pretty bullish and you sound real confident, which is fine about this game. Is your confidence in the Bills where it was prior to the Jets game? We haven't heard from you since last week.
No, it isn't. No.
Okay.
I'm just talking about this game. I am taking it one game at a time, by the way. No, I mean, look, it's weird. That was a weird – I didn't think it was going to be a struggle. It was a strange, strange game. The defense in the second half, that's what I thought I'd see for 4 quarters, quite honestly. I figured they'd come out. They'd snuff the Jets. The Jets' offensive line is bad. They're not going to be able to move the ball. They'll get to Darnold. They'll turn the ball over. And I just figured the Jets were not going to be able to move the ball. If you would have told me they'll go an entire game and, you know, maybe not break the 50, I would have said, yeah, I could see that happening. So I got that in the second half. I didn't think it would be a struggle in the first half. They made Frank Gore like he was look like he was 25. But the offense is weird. They move the ball. And then they never got into the stupid end zone. I mean, they had over 400 yards, right? The quarterback completed 70% of his passes. So they ran the ball. Moss was good. They did all these things. They got into Jets territory, I think, on every drive. But they never got into the end zone. So, yeah, that I wouldn't say it shook me, but I thought it'd be a hell of a lot easier than it was. It shouldn't have been that tough. And to me, Jeremy, the bigger picture, if I was with you on Monday, it would have been much less about, oh my God, why do they struggle to beat the Jets? And more about, okay, that's 3 straight games where your offense is under 20 points. It's a 3rd straight game where, you know, clearly these teams are taking away what you do. Your 20-plus yard throws, your bombs, your downfield passing game. It was not there for the 3rd straight game with very few exceptions. How are you going to counter this stuff? I mean, if everybody's going to be doing the same thing, New England's, right? New England's going to do the same thing. San Francisco beat New England by throwing, you know, under 10 yards all the time last week and running the ball down their throats. I would be more concerned about how you're going to get that back. What's your answer to try and combat, counter, beat what opponents now have done to you the last three games? If they're going to play zone and they're going to sit back because they respect Brown and Diggs and Allen and the explosiveness of your passing offense, how are you going to beat that? How are you going to make it work? Or is it just you're going to be throwing, you know, under 10 yards mostly for the rest of the season?
Right, and then for the rest of your career, I mean, probably
you got to beat it. It's not. I mean, that's not the case. No one.
It ends up being the same thing you're saying about the Patriots, which is you got to find a way.
Right.
You got to find a way to beat that. It can't be the new normal that the Bills' passing offense cannot throw down the field anymore. And, you know, it's not to say that Allen has been bad these last 3 weeks, but the downfield passing game has been absent.
Yep.
And that cannot go away forever. Or else, you know, why did you draft him? Why did you get Stephon Diggs, John Brown? Is it only so you can have, you know, not quite dink and dunk, but just take what the defense gives you? I mean, if it were that simple, then every team would play that against all the good quarterbacks, and there would be no downfield passing.
Right.
You know, there are ways to beat it, and the Bills, not necessarily this week, but the Bills have to find ways to beat it. And I'm not quite confident that they will. I bet that'll be a process in its own.
Mm-hmm.
But at that, you know, I do think it's normal to kind of run into a roadblock like this.
But I think it's becoming a trend, right? It's not, if there's one game where all of a sudden you're shut down and someone says, well, you know, so-and-so showed the blueprint, and I would always look at it and go, okay, there's a plan. You still have to have the personnel to pull it off. You know, let's say you were facing Baltimore and you'd be like, well, yeah, but they have one of the best secondaries in the league. The Jets don't. The Jets have one of the worst secondaries in the league. Well, corners anyway. I mean, Marcus May is a good safety, but their secondary is not that good. You know, I wouldn't say Kansas City's is one of the best in the league. It's good players. But you had three levels of secondaries there, Tennessee, Kansas City, and nobody. You didn't do anything deep against any of those three teams. So to me, that's a bigger concern. And it's not like you watched that game against New England that San Francisco had. And I don't know the furthest ball Garoppolo threw all day. He wasn't throwing downfield. If I had the stats, I'm going to guess most of his passes were under 10 yards, and I bet a whole bunch were actually behind the line of scrimmage. But they ran the ball so darn well. And when they did throw downfield, they found Kittle. But they ran the ball. They threw swing passes. I mean, it was really a simple game plan, and they won the game handling. They put up points. The Bills can't do that. You know, if I was confident in the Bills' ability to run the ball like San Francisco does, okay, maybe it's not that big a deal if you run to a team that's taken away your 20-plus yard throws. But the Bills haven't really been a consistent running team this season, although I did like what I saw from Moss in the second half. Again, Devin Singletary can't get going. So if the Bills could counter that and say, all right, well, you know what? We'll sprinkle in. We'll play the short passing game. We'll do what we have to do, but we got a really good running game, and that's going to eventually open it up. Well, they don't. I mean, their running game's okay. It's not great. So that was my biggest concern. This is three games now. That's a trend. How are you going to figure out a way to beat it, Brian Daboll, Sean McDermott, Bill's coaching staff? Because I'm sure everybody else is going to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
So that worries me.
Yes. How bad is the weather going to be? Like 50-mile-an-hour winds, 40-mile-an-hour
winds? 20 to 30 and then gusts over 40, I think, right?
Yeah.
I haven't checked it yet this morning. So, yeah, I mean, that's windy. I mean, the quarterback does have a strong arm. So, you know, hopefully he can get it through the wind gusts. I'm sure they'll be able to pass the ball at some point. I don't know about bombs, but I'm sure they're going to be able to pass the ball at some point. Hey, who knows? Maybe this game does go old school and both teams lean more on the running game. You know, again, now that's one area where I'd be concerned about, because the Bills have not shown the ability to consistently run the ball. New England has a good running game, although they're down Sony Michel. So you know what? Make sure that James White and Rex Burkhead and Damian Harris, whoever it is, and Cam Newton, don't beat you running the ball into oblivion. Maybe they bring Brandon Bolden back for this game. I'm trying to think some other oblivious Patriots running backs that ran for Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Oh, I was going to say something like not Corey Gant.
Corey Dillon.
Yes, there was Corey Dillon. Who? Jonas Gray. Sorry.
That's There you go. I like that.
It was funny. So, we were actually going over obscure Patriots yesterday in the newsroom during the afternoon.
Yeah, but I'm talking about obscure Patriot running backs.
Right.
When you have
right.
three guys you've never heard of and they run for 225 yeah. yards against the Bills combined.
Yeah.
That game. I don't think that happens, but if the Patriots are going to win the game, Jeremy, my guess is they're going to have that game. Like, they're going to be able to just run the ball and make the Bills look like Swiss cheese.
Wow. I'm going to put together trivia for all the Patriots to score a touchdown against the Bills during the Brady era right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Man,
you got to be kidding me.
Come on, let's
what is
do
there,
it.
150 touchdowns?
I mean, I don't know. It's going to be a lot, but I'm going to do it.
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah.
Who was the guy? Lawrence.
Maroney.
Thank you.
Maroney,
Minnesota,
yes.
University of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking Marbury. I have no idea why. I confused him with Stefan. How are you feeling about Sunday's game?
Me?
Yeah.
Got to win. Got to find a way. No matter what, you've got to find
feeling
a way.
Feeling confident? Nervous? What are you?
I am confident. It's one of those spots where you don't want to be confident just because I have picked the Bills to beat them before and decided never to do it again during the Tom Brady era. So this is different. I'm a fan of Cam Newton. I think he is good, but things are not working for them right now, be it the injuries, the scheme, the whatever. So I'm nervous. I thought the Patriots, once they got Newton, would actually be competitive, and they're not. They've lost, too many people opted out for COVID and all that. It's just they look like a mess. I desperately want to dance on the grave of the Patriot way. Where is it? How come it's not with them anymore? Is it gone? Did it leave? I want to snark cannon the Patriot way until, next Tuesday. So, I want to predict the Bills to win big time.
Yeah.
But my confidence in them comes and goes with their offense. And, as you laid out there, three straight weeks of teams reining in the Bills' offense, and the fourth week is going to be Bill Belichick, who always reins it in.
That's what I wanted to ask you. How much, if I asked you to name, okay, so reasons you would not be confident or reasons you'd be worried they actually might lose this game, just give me the number one reason on that list. Is it Bills related or is it Belichick?
Right. It's got to be Belichick.
Okay, I figured it would be led for everybody.
I mean, sure, it's got to be, it's Belichick piling on
what
three
he does
straight
to the
weeks.
Bills.
Yeah, three
yeah.
straight weeks yeah. of... what they do.
Right. Josh comes out and looks totally confused and throws four picks in the first half. And we're sitting there going, oh, my God. They're never going to beat this team. I just don't think that's going to happen. Like you said, as much as we talked about, it's funny, with Cam Newton, remember last year when Brady came here and even though they won the game, you and I came in the next day and said, he looked like he was shot yesterday. Like he looked bad. And as the season went on, we kept talking about, maybe Brady's not shot, but guess what? He can't raise the level of those players. Now, he goes to Tampa, and he looks pretty darn good. But Cam Newton is in the same spot where Brady was. The players on that offense are just an average group of talent. And even, Cam's a good quarterback. But even Cam Newton or Tom Brady last year can only do so much when you put what around them. And again, without Edelman, who scares you in terms of their passing game? Maybe I'm too overconfident. I don't know. But who you look at that offense, the wide receivers and the tight ends, holy smokes. I mean, there's you can't find a guy you could go at and thought and think, uh-oh, this guy could have a big game. If Newton's on his passing game Sunday, fellas, watch out for fill in the blank. Their tight ends as a group have 8 catches this year. Eight.
Trust me, I know. I have both of them in Dynasty.
Oh, you're kidding me. Really?
Well, I mean, it's, these are long-term bets. I'm not starting
okay.
them.
Yeah, you're
like
not
Dalton
really getting
Keene
much from
Devin Asiasi.
Not so much.
Patriots drafted a tight end. I'm like, maybe it's Gronk again.
So they're not really bringing the bacon home for you, right?
Yeah.
I just think, it all comes back to you'd be worried that Belichick comes up with some game plan. They have not shown it on tape against any opponent yet this season. He's got some wrinkles, and he's been hanging on to them, and he unveils them on Sunday. And it completely befuddles Josh and Brian Daboll and the brain trust, and they can't adjust at halftime. They have literally no answers for what Belichick is throwing at them. And that's if you get past what you pointed out, that defense from last year is gone. I mean, they overhauled the entire linebacker. They lost all their starting linebackers. They lost some of their better pass rushers. I mean, their secondary, I think, still has talented players back there for sure with the McCourties and with Gilmore and So I think they still have good players back there. But holy smokes, that defense carried them last year. This defense can't win games for them. Don't have a punt blocked for a touchdown on Sunday, by the way.
Just hey, remember who scored that touchdown, because it's going to be part of the trivia.
Ooh.
I'm back.
I remember.
Ooh, who returned the block punt? Don't say it yet. Let me think about it. Can I think about it during the break?
Yeah, of course.
All right, good. 803-0550 to join us. It is M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. How confident are you in a win on Sunday? If you're confident, you can tell us why you're confident. If you're not confident, you can tell us why you're not confident. And whatever else you want to talk about. I mean, it's the Bills and the Patriots. These guys have been talking about it all week. I get it. 803-0550 to join us. 888-552-550. M&T Bills Fan Football Friday, brought to you by M&T Bank. Are you the Bills' biggest fan? Tweet us your video at WGR550. Use the hashtag community of Bills fans to be M&T's Bills Fan of the Week. M&T Bank, the official bank of your Buffalo Bills.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Have how smart, you know, those guys on the other side of the ball are, how they can interchange in between different positions, and how they can, you know, be playing corner one snap, and the next snap they're in the middle of the field playing the deep guy in Tampa 2, and they really don't give you too much to know what they're doing. They don't give you many indicators, and, you know, just the way the guys in man coverage know that, you know what, I've studied this guy, coach has studied this guy, he knows what he's going to do, how they can fall off their guy and kind of run in the middle or vice versa, and they're extremely smart and well coached, but again, they've got some extremely dangerous guys that are very opportunistic when the ball's in the air on that side of the football. So that's what makes it tough. They're extremely smart. They're extremely disciplined. They usually know what the quarterbacks are trying to do.
This quarterback, Josh Allen, looking for his first career win over the New England Patriots. Coming up Sunday at the stadium, the Bills injury report. Let's get some headlines. We'll get some calls. 803-0550 to join us on Football Friday.
You thought I was kidding about looking up.
That's a lot of. How many guys are there?
I'm already done.
How many were there? How many number? What's the number?
I've split them into running backs and receivers
tight ends.
For three different rounds of instant trivia for you.
Okay.
I can't just – it's a number too big to just look at the group of players and be like, oh, about 11.
122.
It might be like 35 names here.
It's a lot. I did the same thing you did in the break. I started doing running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. I was going to get the defense and special teams, and I just
there's only like three or four defenses.
I'm not even going to worry about it.
Richard Seymour, Devin McCourty, Matthew Slater.
Oh, you're giving us a little answer.
I'm not going to do those ones.
All right, fine.
And by the way, I don't think Brady ever ran one in. Only Matt Cassel did.
Huh?
Brady never ran in a touchdown against the Bills.
There was never a sneak from the one.
No, not that I found.
Huh? All right.
So we'll do three rounds of instant trivia, running backs, receivers, and tight ends. There are a few Patriots that score touchdowns against the Bills that I've had to look up who they are and what position they play.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
I've got guys that I remember. You'll probably have names that I don't recall at all then. The Bills injury report, Micah Hyde and Josh Norman did not practice yesterday. Same deal for Vernon Butler and Quentin Jefferson. We've got the full report at WGR550.com. Julian Edelman had a knee procedure yesterday. He is not expected to play in this game on Sunday. And one of the other wide receivers, N'Keal Harry, has been out with a concussion, has not practiced the last 2 days. There's a report the Bills will be signing linebacker Darren Lee, former first-round pick, former Chief, and former Jet. Atlanta beat Carolina last night. The Cardinals will have fans in the stands for their game against the Bills November 15th, capacity 4,200. The Giants have quarantined all but four of the offensive linemen on their roster. One of their starting linemen tested positive. The Chargers had a player test positive and canceled practice yesterday as a precaution. The Sabres and Victor Olsen reached an agreement, 2 years, $6.1 million. Speaking of testing positive, Trevor Lawrence, Clemson quarterback, positive coronavirus test. He will not play tomorrow against Boston College. Those are your headlines. Next update coming up at 7 o'clock.
We did have one tweet, the elephant in the room. A tweeter wants to know, Justin, what time are you picking the Bills? I need to plan my morning accordingly.
It won't be happening.
There are people that need to know when to be in the car or at work, or maybe they shower with the shower radio.
Yeah.
They're going to need to kind of lay out their day.
Yeah.
So if you could go ahead and let us know, is 8:15 the standard
time?
It's
8:15.
I brought in a doctor's note.
Standard time 8:15.
I've got a doctor's note.
Don't apply here.
She said I don't have to do pick the Bills.
First thing, if I know anything, you could try to say that to a doctor, and that doctor would be like, "Oh, please, I'm going to be listening at 8:15. You're picking the Bills."
Yeah, that's right. She said, "No, Jeremy said I've got to make you pick the Bills.
It's very important for your mental health that you stick to routines."
No, it doesn't make me sick at all. Right. Let's get to Tom in North Carolina. Thanks for holding on, Tom. Go right ahead.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, Tom.
Go ahead, Tom.
Hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I was switching you guys over. Howard, good to have you guys back. Just want to talk about the game and my confidence level. I think definitely going into this game, first quarter is going to be huge. The Patriots do not seem like a competent football team at all, so I think we got to jump on them immediately. I think that one unsung player that we're going to see Sunday is Zach Moss. With the return of Feliciano, I think our run game is going to be much improved. And I have a sneaky suspicion that if we see Lee Smith activated on Sunday, you're going to see a lot of run plays. I just feel like this is our time. I hope it is, because I'm a PE teacher, and I'm probably going to have to do over 700 push-ups if the Patriots actually beat us. But just look forward to the game, and thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, one thing about like Alee Smith activation, if he gets in the lineup. So Feliciano is a big part of what they maybe want to do, and we'll see how much he's able to go this week, right? Like, he's back. So he's activated. And, you know, you've got a number of Bills players talking about how he's their mean run blocker. You know, you get him back in the lineup, and you're going to feel better. If they bring in Lee Smith and they start running not in 11 personnel, they'd see more 8-man boxes. Like, right now, they don't see a lot of those because Brian Daboll runs 3 receiver sets. You know, they run spread an awful lot, and at least with receivers. So the question becomes, do they think they can run the ball with force, not with, you know, run it where they're not? because some teams are power run teams. And the Bills, I don't know that the Bills really are a power run team, but we haven't seen their line fully healthy as it should be. You know, Cody Ford's going to be likely out for this game as well. Has he been ruled out at this point?
No, he hasn't been ruled out yet, no.
But he probably will, right? Like, he missed last week.
We'll see. He hasn't been practicing.
Right. So you still don't have your full offensive line if Cody Ford is one of your five best offensive linemen. You know, that's like maybe another conversation. So maybe. That might be right. If you see Lee Smith, I wouldn't even say that necessarily is about the frequency of runs that might go up, but the type of runs. You know, there's a, it's they run it like a modern running team does, and they don't do particularly well this year. Hopefully Feliciano makes a big difference there.
I wonder, I don't know, if, I'm sure the breakdown is somewhere, like how many two tight end snaps they've had this year.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like a low number. Well, I mean, Sweeney hasn't played. It would be Knox and Croft or Knox and Gilliam or Croft and Gilliam. They just, I would be worried about getting away from what my personality is. You can still run the ball. All right, if I'm going to really, I'll turn on the old Wayback Machine and I'll go back to the glory days of Kelly and those guys. They ran out of three wide. They were very good running three wide. They didn't have to bring in two tight ends. What's the identity of this team? The identity of the Bills' offense is not to bring in two tight ends. They're not a power running team. San Francisco's a power running team. They've got a great fullback. The Bills don't have a fullback. I mean, I guess Gilliam could try and play the role, but I would be worried. And maybe the Bills have that discussion this week, Jeremy. Maybe Daboll and Dorsey and Sean and all these guys, they get together and they're mapping out their game plan and they're thinking, look, for whatever reason, the weather might be a factor, or, you know, we're going to need to really establish the run in this game. All right, do we go with our 10 and 11 personnel, or do we go two tight ends, which they really don't do?
I have the answer for you. I'm personnel grouping, by the way. From Sharp Football Stats. So two tight end is 12 or 22, right?
Yeah, two tight end, two back. Two tight end, one back.
Yes.
Yeah.
So four snaps in 12 and five snaps in 22.
Oh, my Lord.
There have been nine snaps.
In seven games where you have, what, 60, 70 offensive snaps a game?
Yeah.
Nine out of 500 snaps, let's say. Yeah, that's not their personality. I would honestly, are you, now, I mean, you would be doing that because you think it gives you a, if you think running the ball is the most important thing Sunday, then what is your best plan of attack to have success running the football? And if the Bills feel their best plan of attack is to go two tight ends, okay, but that's just not who they are.
Well,
unless they feel New England is so bad at linebacker, they'll have to put another linebacker on the field. They won't have a DB on the field. Or if they do, they'll be small. Maybe they're doing that to see how New England reacts to them.
Yeah, it's not who they've been.
No.
They've 75% of their snaps are in 11 personnel, which is three receiver sets. And maybe if John Brown is not 100%, you see the one back, two tight ends, two receiver set a lot more this week. But only four snaps on the season. That is, that's
not who they are. That's right. Yeah. And again, it's not two tight end sets is not mutually exclusive to being able to run the football. You can run the ball without having a second tight end there. And you can run the ball without having a fullback in there. So I hope that isn't the case. And I would still think, even if it's windy on Sunday, I mean, I don't think they're going to pass the ball seven times and run it 50. So you are going to throw the ball at some point. And I would think, you know, if you're activating Lee Smith, I guess who's inactive? I just wouldn't go away from the identity of the offense. I still think it is, you want to have your best weapons on the field. And Lee Smith is not one of your best weapons.
This is, if we don't have another caller to get to, to do Patriots tight end trivia.
Oh, my goodness. I've only came up with three. Okay, go ahead.
All right, I want to say something about these. There's seven tight ends that caught a touchdown against the Bills since 31-0. So since the Bills beat the Patriots 31-0, seven tight ends have caught a touchdown against the Bills. Basically, like, that's the era, right? 31-0 Bills began the era of Patriots dominance, and it ends Sunday, we think.
Oh,
seven tight ends.
If it doesn't end this Sunday, when does it end?
All
right. Okay, Gronk.
Gronk is correct.
Go ahead, Brayton.
How about a guy like Ben Watson?
Yes, correct.
Okay, you took one of my three.
I'm really excited to give a clue on
okay.
one of these.
The only other one I came up with was Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah,
that's also correct.
All right. How about this guy? I'm going to butcher his name, but we're going to go with it. Michael Humanawanani or whatever.
Yeah.
No.
I could never get his name
come
right.
on. That's a shame.
Forget it. I never got it right when he was playing. See, I'm kind of tapped out. Ben Coates is before this, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really tapped out.
Hintland. I mean, some of these guys I can't even give you hints for. This guy played for the Denver Broncos for a little bit. Came out of the University of Colorado. Daniel Graham.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. This guy had to look up what position he played. It's Timothy Wright.
Who?
Who?
Yep. This guy played for the Falcons for a little while. I think of him as a member of the Atlanta Falcons. He has a really great name. Ooh. Like one of the best football names there is.
Algie Crumpler.
That's right.
Oh, Algie very Crumpler. Good. Don't remember him playing.
And one more tight end scored a touchdown in a game against the Bills for the Patriots. Here's the one I'm really excited to give the hint about. I think he has more career prank calls than NFL touchdowns.
Christian Fourier.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a good clue. Because he prank called us.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good clue.
I'm sure he's eager to get that call in today.
He's not calling this week. See, that's
did
a,
you,
I would, you know, just, yeah. just shut up New England once and for all and make them be really bad and make them have a fire sale and have people write, oh, I guess Brady was the reason why we were good all those years. Like, I mean, just stop them already.
Well, speaking of prank calls, we can play this when we get back. We have a listener, Jack, who called into New England radio this week.
As a brave man.
Yeah.
I would not do that myself.
Do you want to hear it? We can hear it
sure,
when we get back.
Sure, yeah. They're just such an arrogant lot.
He sent it to me. It's pretty good. He didn't say, I mean, whatever. He messed around a little bit. And, of course, they did their New England
thing.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I was reading Sal's feed this week. You know, Sal put that article up about it's their time, 20 years, finally beat New England and all that. And Sal's retweeting, like, some of the crazy crap he's getting from Patriots fans, ripping on the Bills and making fun of the Bills. I'm like, oh, Josh, shut these bleepity bleeps up once and for all. Please. That's another reason why you have to win on Sunday. Beat them. They're done. Their season's over. They're not winning the division. And then they can go trade all the guys they want to trade by Tuesday's deadline. Break, right. 803-0550 to join us. Hey, phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. I missed all of you. It is Football Friday, and you can tell us about Sunday's game. You feeling confident in a Bills win? If you are, why? If you're not so confident in a Bills win on Sunday, you can let us know why. And whatever else is on your mind when it comes to this matchup, that's cool too. 803-0550 for M&T Bills Fan Football Friday on WGR.
Jack in Southie. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, I was just wondering why Cam Newton looks like a Pop Warner QB this year. And also, how much you think it sucks that the Bills and the Josh Allen are going to run the division for the next decade. Maybe two decades.
What if they don't win them Sunday? What if Buffalo, of all years... That guy's from Buffalo, right?
Probably.
Well, let's not... It is the most important part of the phone call. They're going to run the division for 20 years.
For decades.
Because they've won four games this year.
They won September again.
They won four games.
Yeah.
So that means for the next 20 years, they will rule the division.
I'm the team looking
talk
the
about. Just talk about that. Talk about that fact.
I'm not doing it. I'm not even addressing the call.
Is that the Steve Sanchez?
That's funny. First off, they've won five games.
That's right.
And they don't always win September. There have been plenty of years where they sucked in September. Okay, that's probably not a good argument.
Yeah, that's Jack. Jack sent me that video.
That's funny. From South.
We don't encourage pranking of radio stations.
Nah.
But it's Boston's.
Who cares about them?
It's
yeah,
it's fine.
Smug,
totally fine.
You know what. Hey, we'll give you a stat of the day here. I got a quick stat of the day about this matchup brought to you by Skyworks, the official equipment rental company of the Buffalo Bills. Hopefully you guys didn't use this week. You might have. You know, the Patriots are underdogs in this game.
Yes.
3.5 points. First time they've been underdogged in a division game since week 2 of the 2015 season.
Yeah, Rex.
Yeah.
The Bills got blown out in that
game. Yeah, well,
wait, actually,
they didn't. It was close.
Was it a blowout?
That's right. Yeah. It was a blowout until the fourth quarter.
Final score was 40-32 or something.
Very good.
Like that.
The Bills were a 1-point favorite, and they lost 40-32. It was a 30-game streak. 30 straight division games. New England was favored. It is easily the longest active streak in the NFL. Now it's over. And then when they beat them, they get to have their first home win over New England since?
Since the Fitz game.
That's right. That's right. The other streak-breaking game.
Yeah.
2011. 9 years ago.
All right.
9 freaking years. When was the last time they beat New England at all?
Would have been the Marone game?
No, that was 2014. One time after that. You mentioned
Rex. Beat him?
Right? Remember when he beat him?
Oh, Brissett.
Ding, 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 ding. Brady was suspended.
These games don't count.
Brady was suspended. The Bills won, like 16-0 or something. I think they might have shut him out that game.
So we got Sal coming up at 7.
We do.
Murph at 8:30. Sean McDermott, 9:30. You're picking the Bills at 8:15. Tons of Bills on the way. Can I sneak in 30 seconds on the Sabres?
Yeah.
The Embedded episode 2.
I watched it this morning before the show.
It is great.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
so
good insight.
Cool to watch. It's so great. And I want the Sabres to play hockey now.
I really need them to play hockey right.
Come on. How do we do this?
Because one of the guys, I don't know who it was, which one of the assistants said, you know, if we get this guy, it means we're trying for the cup. Like,
I think that was Terry Pegula that said that.
Oh, was it Pegula?
Yeah.
Was it Jeremiah Crow? One of the guys looked at Adam and said, is this for real? Like when he said Taylor Hall, is Hall real?
Well, the fun part of it, listen, I don't think the Sabres are contending for the Stanley Cup. They need some help on their defense and goal. But whatever, they're a lot better by these moves.
Mm-hmm.
The best part of watching that episode for me was watching, like, I am not a sports GM. We all know this, right? Neither are you.
We like to
play them on the radio and with our friends and in fantasy football. And to see that Kevin Adams' life basically was exactly what mine would have been. He's like, okay, we made the call. He's like, he's pacing. He's like,
he's waiting.
What do we do?
Yeah.
Would we text him? And then there was a moment when Kim said, text him and refer to him as Halsey. He's one of our guys. I was like, that's something I would do. It felt so relatable for Kevin Adams to just be like, I mean, I can't put everything else on hold. Like, what if this guy doesn't come here? It was awesome to watch, and it makes me pretty darn excited about Taylor Hall and the Sabres and Jack Eichel, who, of course, is awesome.
I like the pre-call call, the before they call the agent. You know, he calls Ralph Krueger, like they're getting their battle plan together. Okay, Ralph, here's what now you're gonna do most of the talking here, the heavy lifting, and here's what you're gonna say. And then Ralph's like, yeah, I know, I got it, Kevin, I know what I'm gonna say. Yeah. Like, okay, we got our plan. Do we have our plan down? I mean, he actually literally, I think, looked around the room and said, do we have our plan together? Like, it was just kind of neat to see. I mean, it's not like, I don't know, maybe people think GMs are not exactly human beings and there's this different process when they're courting free agents. Nah, it's like us. Hey, what are we going to say to convince the guy to come here? Okay. Hey, Ralph, you know the guy. You talk to him. You know, that was pretty cool. I you know me, I love that insider stuff. Anytime teams do behind-the-scenes stuff, I eat that stuff up. I thought that was, is it for real? Like, Taylor Hall, really? That's good. All right, Sal's on the way. It is Football Friday, M&T Bills fan Football Friday. We would love to hear from you. 803-0550 to join us. Bills, Patriots, Sunday. How confident are you the Bills are going to win Sunday? Why, if you are confident? If you're not, why? Mark, never confident against Belichick until we actually beat Belichick. That might be the number one reason for all of you if you're not confident for Sunday's game. It is M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. Are you the biggest Bills fan? Tweet us your video at WGR550. Use the hashtag community of Bills fans to be M&T's Bills Fan of the Week. M&T Bank, the official bank of your Buffalo Bills.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.